My name is Anne Grether, and I serve as the HR director for all six campuses at LifePoint. This week, we have been discussing the spiritual discipline of prayer. Often, when we think about prayer, we get caught up in whether or not we use the right words or whether our prayer is long enough. We even see in the lives of the disciples that among all the things that they could have asked Jesus to teach them, they asked him how to pray. Jesus responded by giving them what we refer to as the Lord's Prayer, recorded in two places in the Gospels. Let's look at it in Matthew chapter 6, beginning in verse 9. It says, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." This prayer was given to the disciples and to us as an example of how to pray. Although we can simply repeat the words given to us, I believe Jesus was showing us a way to communicate with God. We see Jesus calling on God in a personal way, reaching out to him in a familiar manner, and he is demonstrating that there is an intimate conversation between God and us. God is not some impersonal, passive being. Rather, he is our Father. Jesus didn't just say that God is our Father. He also emphasized that God is to be honored. How do we honor God? We recognize that God is holy and set apart. He is not aloof. He embodies goodness and purity. When we approach him with the understanding that God is personal and desires goodness, we cannot help but draw close to him, knowing that our needs, concerns, and anxieties can be laid at his feet. When we reach the end of the Lord's Prayer, we are reminded that God both leads and delivers us. Jesus repeatedly pointed out a closeness, a nearness to God, not just so that we would move away from the distractions of this world, but also that we would be able to be more like him. Our lives would be a fragrant aroma to him. I want you to take a moment and imagine a bone-chilling, cold, rainy day, kind of like what we had at the end of May. And as the wind is whipping around and the damp air all about you, how uncomfortable that is. Then I want you to imagine walking into a room with the fire in a fireplace and a large overstuffed chair with a blanket waiting for someone to sit and enjoy. This is how prayer can be. We may feel chilled to the bone by the world around us, but through God's presence, prayer can be peace and comfort that we need. The Lord's Prayer not only reveals his presence, both personal and holy, but also gives us a sense of how he provides. God desires us to come as our whole selves, and he will provide. He will meet our deepest longings by transforming us. When we come before God open-handed, it is then that he chooses to move. Let us pray about how we can enter his presence. Are we merely trying to recite words from a page, check a box? Are we drawing near to who he is? God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for how you care for us. You desire a relationship with us. You give us the desire to come closer and let us be obedient to that. Let us sit before you. Let your presence permeate through our lives in prayer. You are holy and you are good. We can trust you with our daily concerns, with our secret anxieties. God, let us praise your holy name. Now, would you spend a few minutes praying to your Heavenly Father?